The scripture for today's message is Psalm chapter 62, verse 5. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, generally, green plants in the mountains or fields always face the sun. Even if someone distracts them, they return to face the sun again. It's because they have to undergo photosynthesis, which is the way that green plants make their food using sunlight. This food produces stems, leaves, flowers, and fruit. If a plant is in a dark room without light, because it can't make its food, it cannot bloom any flowers that is held in it, and after all, it will wither away. So to grow healthily, plants follow the sun instinctively. Of course, they don't die right away when they cannot see the sun. But if they face something else than the sun for a long time, it cannot grow well and healthily. As Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. We should set our mind on the things above, and our heart should see our Heavenly Father always. When we look up to our Father God, who is the light itself, we can maintain a healthy Christian life, and after all, we will go to heaven at the end. Therefore, we have to live longing for the Father God and the Lord who prepared the heaven for us. We should always think of what God wants and what He is pleased with, centered on God. But most people of the world seek the things on the earth. They seek wealth, fame, and power on this earth, and they consider such things most valuable. But look at Solomon, who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, saying everything on the earth would disappear and decay, and all things were vanity. Solomon enjoyed many things during his whole life. It was an age of peace in Israel, and King Solomon had authority and wealth to the extent that the neighboring kings paid him tributes. Moreover, he had an unprecedented wisdom given by God. Solomon could do anything he wanted with this wealth, honor, and wisdom. He took many treasures of the world, built a luxurious palace, he made a beautiful garden and orchard, and he bought many slaves and livestock. He didn't refuse all that his eyes desired. He did not withhold his heart from any pleasure. But no matter how many pleasures he took, and no matter how hard he tried to take good things of life with his excellent wisdom and knowledge, he couldn't be satisfied in his heart. So after enjoying all these things, he wrote, "Vanity of vanities, have vanity and vanities, all is vanity," in the book of Ecclesiastes. Because he set his mind on the life in vain, he wasted most time of his precious life that was given only once on this earth. But later he realized that the things on this earth are not true, but the things above are, and that we had to set our mind on the things above. As said in Psalm 62:5, my soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. God fulfills our hope when we look up to Him only. He fills our lives with great blessings on this earth and great honor in heaven. Today, I'd like to talk about the three aspects of blessings given to those who set their mind on God with the basis of the senior pastor's sermon entitled, What We Should See in 2013. I hope you will not put your put your hope in the perishing things of the world, but only look up to God through this message. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you will receive everything that God has prepared for you abundantly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those who set their mind on God, first of all, receive blessings in body and spirit. The unbelievers must be prepared for the future that is uncertain and unstable. Particularly in these days full of accidents, they are restless even more. A while ago, the temperature was so low, it was so cold. And the warm countries in East Asia, even in a little cold weather, old people died. This world is full of accidents and diseases. But we are members because we set our heart, set our mind on God. We live our lives without any worry, right? If they also, even though they might have wealth and honor right now, they're anxious because it may disappear anytime. If they feel something abnormal with their body, they worry if they have any serious disease. So they try to rely on something. But no matter how much they try this way, nobody can guarantee their future. But God's children set their minds on God alone, so God fulfills their needs. As Proverbs 10:22 says, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. The wealth that is gained through human methods can fall apart anytime, but the blessing given to those believers whose spirit and soul prosper is never shaken. Of course, looking up to God alone doesn't mean that we can also be blessed even if we don't do the things that we have to do on this earth. We have to be faithful in what we are supposed to do according to justice, but we can enjoy peace by relying on God, not on our own ability or other people. Because those whose spirit and soul prosper become a good example, whatever they are. They are recognized not only by God, but also all other people. As they do everything with goodness, they automatically win the heart of others. It's not easy to win the heart of others. Even a huge amount of money cannot make you win the heart of people. If you use you cannot find a people who can work for you with the heart. But there is something that you can win others' heart with. It is your sincere heart. If you fulfill the sincere heart that God wants, and if you share the heart with others, you can win their heart. So, because our Father God won the heart of all of us here, we can enjoy happiness worshiping together at this time on this Lord's Day. So, we are living a life of peace and happiness, and we are blessed to begin the earnest third leap of our church in 2016 together. It's because we have set our mind on God. God said that the third leap of our church began in 2010. When I look at the pictures, publicity of our church at the aisle between main sanctuary and second sanctuary, when I could see how our church has been led. And God said that the third leap of our church began in 2010. He said it was the year of reaping and the beginning of the third leap. Because He said we would reap all that we've sown until then, our members were full of anticipation and thought, now we'll truly reap what we've sown. But differently from our thought, He gave us the prayer title, the measure of faith, and let us check each one's faith thoroughly. He gave the prayer title, the measure of faith, and He let us see our own faith thoroughly. He lets, I mean, every sin of each individual and every sinful nature deep in our heart, He let them revealed. And thankfully, He gave us a special chance of grace on December 25th to be forgiven of our sins and transgressions in the past. Through this, God raised up those who were not be able to sit in the first level to the first level of faith. And people who were in the first and second level of faith were raised up to more than third level. What is important is that every member of our church willingly tried hard to grow in faith in this flow. At the time, I was in a collegiate mission, and the members of collegiate mission put our goal to New Jerusalem as New Jerusalem, and we set schedule, I mean checklist to practice to reach the goal. Our shepherd didn't force us to do so, because our shepherd emphasized that we should be sanctified. We could do so to be sanctified. Not to commit sin, at least by action, we tried to cut off the worldly things, study with the word and prayer to harden our basis of faith. You can remember that time. Through this time, many of our members came to stand on the rock of faith in a short period of time. The leaders who were stagnant on the threshold of the spirit for a long time could come into spirit and whole spirit. Without this procedure, the third leap must have been just nominal. This flow might not have been able to come. But because Father God knew all these things beforehand, He prepared such a wave of grace. Likewise, those who set their mind on God try not to miss any of His word in the past, but to imprint it in their mind, in their heart. They try to find what God wants and try to fulfill His will. Let's say there is a box containing the will of God in front of you, but if you don't wonder about it, you will never know if you don't try to open it, you will never know His will in it. So we should open the box containing the will of God through the deeds of pondering on it. Your love for God will become bigger while trying to ponder about God's will to understand it. For instance, one of the will of God is that we should get rid of ill feelings from our heart. Once we know this will, even though there is something that makes us feel uneasy or angry, we'll try to change our mind to be good and peaceful, thinking of His will because we love God. We'll try our best to cast away such things, thinking how sad our Father would feel if we have them. I have things like adulterous mind, envy, jealousy, or greed. When we try to change, then Father God helps us by His light. 3 John 1, 3, 1, 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. As said, for those who set their minds on God, they are in health and prosper in all things. Let's recall what our senior pastor said during the Lunar New Year meeting last year. Those who set their mind on God apply His word in their lives and receive blessings. If you lived a peaceful life last year, 2015, you are blessed in spirit and body because you fulfilled such heart by obeying His word. If we, as we go fulfill this heart, we receive the blessing. and spirit and body. As we go into spirit and whole spirit, we receive the blessing to subdue and rule over fleshly things. If we find any fleshly thought coming into our mind, we can stop it right away because our spirit is the master of the body. Our Father God is telling us to cast off the flesh and come into spirit because He wants to give us such blessings. So we have to make efforts to get rid of flesh quickly and come into spirit. And then if you have some problem, you can easily solve it using what you've learned so far. I'd like to tell you what happened in my high school years. One day I was solving mathematical problem at home, but because I couldn't solve some problem, I felt frustrated. Do I have to keep solving this, or should I pass to the next question? I thought. After many thoughts, after all, with my pencil, I put the problem in parentheses, wrote multiply zero after it, and wrote the answer as zero. And I thought, all the problems are solved so easily with this zero. Without zero, we cannot solve the problem. Some problems we meet in our lives are easy to solve, but some other problems cannot be solved by our own ability. However, just as the answer is always zero, if you multiply zero to any number, I realize that spirit is the key of all problems. If we utilize this and put it into action, we can solve any difficult problems. What is spirit? As it is said in John 4:24, God is spirit. Spirit is what is blameless, spotless, not changing, and love and goodness itself. It's opposite to the untruth. Because spirit has the power to make anything into spirit, we have to long for the heart of spirit all the more. However, even though you know what spirit is because you listen to many messages, if you know it just as knowledge and cannot apply it to your problems in life, and if you act by flesh, you cannot solve the problem. It's like, you know, you have to use zero, but because you didn't multiply but added it, you cannot get zero as the answer. Does any of you think, I cannot do it well because I have too much flesh? I think I'm so slow because I have too much flesh. Well, if you multiply zero with any number, it becomes zero. Even if, no matter how many numbers you have, if you multiply zero, it becomes zero. If you meet any problem that is difficult to solve in your Christian life, just apply spirit, and then you can solve it smoothly. God wants you to solve all life problems by relying on Him and receive blessings in spirit and body. And I hope you can fulfill this desire of Father God. For those who set their mind on God, secondly, New Jerusalem will be guaranteed. If there is a saving product in a bank, guaranteeing high interest and no money loss, most people will purchase this product for the future. It must be safe as it's from a bank because they guarantee high interest and no money loss. Even if you purchase it, you won't make any loss at least. However, there is a safer investment than such bank products. It is heaven. If we save the truth such as deeds of goodness and love and prayer and heaven, Father God guarantees manifold blessings to it. Only if you don't take it out in the middle, what you saved will multiply even at this time, and you will receive much more than you have saved on this earth at the end. Your goal is not just the heavenly kingdom, but the most glorious heavenly dwelling place, New Jerusalem, and the place between the first and the second flowers of the castle of the shepherd. How We have learned the ways to enter there in detail, and we are in the best environment to practice what we learned in your life of faith. If there is nobody who can give them any hope for New Jerusalem, nor a guide who can teach them the ways to go there, it's difficult for us to get good results by our own effort. Numerous people have received salvation since the creation, but only a few can go to New Jerusalem. If you had not learned, heard the Holiness Gospel or known this church, most of you would not have been able to have the hope for New Jerusalem. But you know the glory of New Jerusalem. And there are so many friends who are going the same way with us. Since in this end time, when darkness is very thick, even if you have believed in the Lord and have received the Holy Spirit, your salvation is not secure unless you are spiritually awake. And the cultures of the world, what you can see and hear, is full of things that pollute your spirit. Therefore, if you stay in this bad environment of the world continually, you may easily change what you have decided. I said the environment is important, but our efforts are also important. It's not finished when you set your goal and look for it. Only when you put your effort, the last part into it, you can gain the heart of spirit and whole spirit. No matter how good environment you are in, it will be useless unless you try. The first king of Israel, Saul, didn't lift himself or show wealth when he became the king at first. He was eager for God, and he was a humble man. However, once he became the king and tasted the power of king, he came to seek for his own glory and boasting proud of life. Then, even though he was in good environment, he even disobeyed the command of God after all. God once let him strike Amalek and utterly destroy all its people and animals. So Saul went and struck Amalek, but he spared the best of the sheep and oxen, and he brought Agag, the king of Amalek, as a captive. So God sent Samuel the prophet to Saul and let him know that God had rejected him. But Saul didn't repent right away. He didn't ask for forgiveness in a humble manner. 1 Samuel 15:30 says, "Then he said, 'I have sinned, but please honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel, and go back with me and may worship the Lord your God.'" He didn't regret and repent with tears, but he rather asked Samuel to lift him up before the people. He said, "But he said to Samuel to return with him and to save his face before the people. He only tried to cover his fault. He had to come before the Lord and repent, but he had to put blame on himself, but he didn't repent. After all, Saul couldn't get a chance of forgiveness, and later he met a miserable death. He sought for honor and tried to save his face. Even though he was in the good environment, he lost his life because of it. All that he sought for, the boasting pride of life, came to nothing. You have been running toward New Jerusalem, but is there anyone who feels that goal too far from you? You might have shed tears in prayer thinking, how can a person like me go there? Only a few special people can go. My efforts seem to be useless. Or some others might have been even disheartened. But you saw many people went into spirit and whole spirit very quickly. Because you see good examples, you come to try to follow them diligently and fulfill it. When I was in middle school, there was a writing contest. Every year, I remember. Well, actually, I was not interested in it much. Students went on a picnic for a writing contest. When I was 7th and 8th grade, I was not interested in it. I thought only good students received the rewards. So I just participated in it meaninglessly. But when I was a ninth grader, I saw a girl receiving the reward unexpectedly. Actually, she was not a good student, and I saw her receiving the reward. Then I came to think, isn't it possible if I try? So after I became a 10th grader, I remembered the time and tried my best to write an essay and a poem at the writing contest in school. Although, well, I couldn't receive prize in essay part. But I received the participation prize in poetry part. It was not a big prize, like golden prize or silver prize. But I just felt great because I challenged for a goal, and the fruit was born to it. Likewise, it is a blessing. Well, if I didn't see that girl student receiving a reward in my middle school, I never have tried it, but continue to think that only good students could receive the awards. But because I saw her receiving the award, I tried, and I got a fruit, even if it was a small fruit. Likewise, it is a blessing to have a good example and to confirm the possibility through even a small fruit. If you look at the people of spirit and whole spirit and go forward setting your goal, you will bear bigger fruit. Moreover, our shepherd fulfilled 99% measure of justice for us so that our small fruit can change to big fruit. So all we have to do is to fill up this measure of 1%. Well, number one is very small numerical value. But if it's added by percent, that 1% can be 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. So you should not think it easy, like I'll just do little because I have to fill up only 1%. Let me give an example for your better understanding. The two-thirds of the earth is covered by water. And the amount of drinkable water is just 2 to 3% of it. And this is what I learned in my middle school and high school. And they still say only 2 or 3% of the water in the earth we can drink. But none of you here will say that you cannot drink water because of that small 2 or 3% in number. If you are thirsty, you can drink water easily, so easily, right? I mean, although 2 or 3% seems to be small in number, it is a huge amount of water so that we can drink for more than 10, 20, or 30 years. Well, you can express the amount of water numerically, but the depth and the width of Father God's heart cannot be measured. We know this fact. However, resembling 1% of that heart means that you feel that much. So we can understand that it's not easy to grow 1% of measure of faith by our own, because Father God's heart is so deep and wide. I'm not saying that you may give up because the measure, 1% measure of justice is too big to fill up. Rather, you have to understand that the 99% measure that our shepherd fulfilled for us is uncountable by number. So we have to fill up our 1% with thanks to complete 100%. Our 1% measure is to cast off fleshly things quickly, looking up to God only, to resemble the heart of God. It is to practice the most basic words of to do, not to do, to cast away, and to keep, to change by the truth and light, so that your spirit and soul prosper. Then New Jerusalem will be guaranteed for you. You can go there. All of you can go there because Father God says so. I hope you can go there. You can do so by looking up to God only. Those who set their mind on God, thirdly, realize the precious value of themselves. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love, and he will rejoice over you with shouts of joy." Likewise, God loves you and delights with you so much that he will exult over you with joy. Mary Magdalene was very weak with illnesses, and she lived a difficult life before she met the Lord. Nobody really cherished her. It seemed she had no value in her life. Such a despised woman became such an honorable person after meeting Jesus. Matthew was a tax collector who was hated and despised by his own people. But when he offered his life to Jesus, he became one of the most precious 12 apostles. Peter was just an uneducated fisherman, but he became a foremost of the 12 and a powerful apostle after meeting Jesus. Sometimes you must have not been able to feel how precious you are. It may have been that nobody really cared for you, or it might have seemed that you were inferior to many others. But you should not. Because most of you who think like this consider yourself of no value in your own thought, you couldn't find your precious value yet. Even if other people think you worthless, if you think yourself precious in your life, by yourself, you can surely become such a precious person. Most of such people who couldn't realize their value compare themselves with others. You envy other people who were born into rich families and are loved by their parents, enjoying many privileges. You feel yourself nothing and small because you don't have anything to be proud of in all aspects, such as money and other things. You compare yourself with others and you cannot find your value, but always feel repressed without seeing the light. But what you have to compare yourself with is not other people or their different environment. What you have to compare yourself with is only the Word of God. You should find out the untruth in your heart through the Word. If you lack in something, all you have to do is to fill it with the truth, and you will find your value by doing so. However, even if you are different from others, or no matter how poor and low life you live in the world, once you accept the Lord, your life changed and its value. You will become children of the Lord God Almighty who created the heavens and the earth. The guardian angels are assigned to you to protect you 24 hours a day. And God protects you, and He's looking at you. Our Father God gave His only Son to save us, and He is so earnestly waiting for you to be comforted, Spirit and Holy Spirit. When His children do not realize His love and commit sins dwelling in darkness, He suffers great pain. You might think God will not grieve when such a lowly person like you commits sins, but in fact, the Lord God Almighty, who created the heavens and earth, suffers pain in heart because of such a lowly person like you. On the contrary, if you please Him, just a little bit of trying to protect the truth, He would try all His best to express greater love for you because He is pleased with you. A father God remembers every prayer of yours on this earth, and He remembers, He cherishes the aroma of your tears with your love for Him. Oh, when I tell you about Lazarus who lived such a lowly life but found the true value about accepting the Lord and looking up to God alone, I hope you think what kind of life is valuable. In Luke chapter 16, there is a story of a rich man and a poor man, Lazarus. The poor man, Lazarus, ate crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. He had sores and dogs came to him and licked them. The rich man did not know God, and he was merrymaking every day. He wore silk clothes and ate delicious foods. But after these two men died, the situation turned around completely. Lazarus lived a wretched life on this earth, but he went to the bosom of Abraham, enjoying peace and happiness, for he had revered God. On the other hand, the rich man who did not believe in God had to suffer in the flames in the lower grave. The rich man enjoyed great splendor on this earth, while Lazarus lived a lowly and miserable life. Yet, who is the one who is really blessed here? Lazarus. The truly blessed and precious one is the one who is precious in eternal kingdom of heaven. But not all the people who will go to heaven live a such a poor and lonely life on this earth like Lazarus. In this parable, God put His will that even people who consider themselves worthless to be able to live with hope. And those who really revere God will not live a wretched life even on this earth. To the extent that you cast off sins and evil and your soul prospers, you will prosper in all things and be in good health. You will become precious persons for God, and you will enjoy the glory of New Jerusalem forever. If you find out your precious value now, you have to keep it, not to lose it. Let's say you obtained something hard to get. Then, if you lose it at a moment, how in vain would it be? You realize your value. Now you try to change casting off flesh. But if you keep taking the worldly things without cutting off the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and boasting pride of life, which are like the pride, then it's the same as losing the precious value you find by many efforts. So you have to guard the door of your heart and keep it from fleshly attributes of the world. It is the wisest way not to accept fleshly things from the beginning, rather than to deal with them after taking them already. Then you don't need to spend much time or strength. It's a blessing to cut off the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting life, pride of life from the beginning. You find out your precious value after a long time, then don't you need to enjoy that happiness forever? Is there any of you who couldn't find your value yet? I hope you can surely find your precious value through this message. If you set your mind on God alone, He will let you know where you can find the value so that you can find it easily. Let us all find the value and keep it. If we know how worthless the things of this world are, we can cut off the lust more easily and keep our value. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I told you about people who set their mind on God alone and the blessings they receive. Firstly, they are blessed in spirit and body. Secondly, New Jerusalem will be guaranteed for them. Thirdly, they realize the precious value of themselves. If any one of you thinks like you want to take some rest, there is the heart in our body. It's beating even at this time without ceasing so that we can continue to live. But if the heart stops because it's hard to beat, and if it stops for a long time, the life will be shortened. But my heart has been beating for 24 years. if this heart stops, then if this heart wants to take a rest for like 5 minutes, then you will not be able to live. Just as some of you could live your life thanks to the heart that has continuously beaten for 70 or 30 years, we can live a blessed life thanks to our Father God who has worked and led us unceasingly so that we could maintain our life. Our Father God has been working for us unceasingly. So we have to always set our mind on God alone. We should not say to rest even a little moment. We should not look at the world even at a little moment. Our shepherd also has been running unceasingly since the opening of our church. He could enjoy his sabbatical year, but he was worried if there were souls who could die if he took rest. So, considering those souls, he didn't stop his step. You know, 2013, 2014, and also 2015, which was his sabbatical year, he did the same. So I think we'd better call 2015 the unsabbatical year for him. She didn't take any rest in 2015. We'll meet him at the Lunar New Year holidays next week. I believe that you are waiting for the meeting with a longing heart. If we imprint his word with our mind, we will feel and understand what kind of life on this earth our Father God wants us to live. Where is your mind set now? If you set your mind on Father God, is it still there unchangingly now? Our Father God is always looking at us without any change. If we set our mind on Him, our eyes will meet. Even in this world, when people in love have eye contact with each other, they feel love and longing from the eyes. I hope you not forget what you feel when you meet the Father God's eyes, but put that feeling in your heart, the feeling, the love and longing in your heart. I hope you not forget it. I pray in the name of our Lord that you may not look at the things on this earth which will decay, but look up to God alone so that you can run toward New Jerusalem diligently. Let's pray thinking over the message. Name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let's pray. Let's receive the prayer for the sake of senior pastor. Please lay your hands on your sick part and lay your hands for your desire of heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all the believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, to drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and infirmities, go away, light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. Age, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem in heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated disc, back pain, headache, and neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let no scar remain. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the bad back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of the heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problem. With the fire words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and you, with your blazing eyes, protect all your children with their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their minds and hearts from earthly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.